Sophia M. Sachs Butterfly House at Foss Park. 15193 Olive Boulevard, Chesterfield, Missouri, 63017. 314-577-0888. www.butterflyhouse.org. Accessibility rating. Overall, 3 out of 5 stars. Transportation accessibility, 2 out of 5 stars. Availability of docent-led tours, 4 out of 5 stars. Access to on-site docents and staff, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Visibility of featured attractions, 3 out of 5 stars. Tactile and auditory interpretation, 2 out of 5 stars. Unaccompanied visiting experience, 3 out of 5 stars. Last evaluated on June 29, 2021 by Se-Yoon Choi, BCE Arts and Entertainment Associate, assisted by Fred Ghana, Senior Manager, Collections, Education, and Facilities. The Missouri Botanical Garden stretches beyond the main facility at Shaw, the Nature Reserve, and Sophia M. Sachs Butterfly House. Located at Foss Park in the west of St. Louis County, the facility defies the stereotypical butterfly museums by allowing visitors to be in the same space as the real butterflies themselves. Given the location of the facility, however, and lack of auditory and tactile interpretations, visually impaired visitors will likely benefit from a sighted companion when planning a visit here. Getting to the Butterfly House presents several transportation challenges, especially if visiting unaccompanied or if the visitor is unfamiliar with the layout of the Foss Park. The closest bus stop from the Butterfly House is located at the intersection of Olive and Appalachian Trail, which still leaves passengers with a close to 20 minutes of walk to reach the destination. Therefore, the use of rideshare apps, Metro Colloride service, or another sighted driver to reach the Butterfly House is advised. Entrance to the attractions begins with a large model of the butterfly located diagonally from the front of the building in the spacious courtyard. It is anticipated that this area will be utilized to further showcase seasonal events and a sneak peek of what is to come ahead of the upcoming visit. These quarterly changing themes encompass beyond the courtyard, however, as the entrance to the Butterfly House is designed to fully immerse guests into the diverse world of plant life. Blind and visually impaired individuals will be quick to notice the music and some sound effects when entering the main entrance. Here, the ticket counter and guest services desk are located directly to the left, where you can purchase admission tickets and request an individual tour guide. Ticket prices range from $8 for adults and $5 for children 5 to 12, and seniors over the age of 65. Be sure to inform them that you have a visual impairment, as that will allow the staff to add an additional descriptive component. Information on the group tour rates and schedules are available on the Butterfly House's website. Low vision visitors may be able to make out some detail of the wall canvas showcasing diverse plants, which correspond with the quarterly changing themes throughout the year. Tactile interpretations are not available now. The admission to the Butterfly House will grant visitors to both the greenhouse and outside garden. The prime spot to experience the live butterflies is, of course, located inside of the greenhouse, close to the outdoor garden exit. This apparatus is designed with diverse plant life and butterflies in mind, with careful attention to its climate. Guests will notice a noticeably humid, tropical-like environment, thus an appropriate outfit as you plan your visit is advised. Visually impaired visitors will find the paths within the greenhouse easy to follow, while audio cues such as fountains and streams provide generic cues for orientation. Various plants and flowers in all shapes and sizes can be smelled, touched, and felt within the facility, while you may also be able to feel the butterflies making their way on top of your head, on your clothing, and other parts of your body. Due to the constant motion, low vision guests will likely have difficulty seeing these majestic creatures, even with low vision devices, but nevertheless, it is certainly a worthy experience for both blind and sighted visitors alike. The outside garden further scales down some of the more prominent plants, flowers, and the beauty of wildlife in a way that is far more manageable compared to the other two locations operated by the Botanical Gardens trio of locations. The garden currently lacks any sort of multi-sensory experience like the main facility, but pathways are easy to follow with basic, clear verbal directions. The butterfly house is not, by all means, the most ideal attraction for blind patrons now, but given numerous enhancement projects under continuous development at the main location, I am hopeful that many of the existing adaption techniques can be transferred over to their other two locations for a more seamless, inclusive experience for visually impaired visitors. For specific information on the details and to reserve electronic tickets for general admission to the Sophia M. Sachs Butterfly House, please visit the website using the link provided at the beginning of this report. The lack of headings and staggered links throughout the pages, however, presents navigational difficulties for screen reader users, with fewer difficulties for screen magnification software. Overall, the site contains helpful resources that a visitor may wish to refer to prior to the visit. I am eager to work with Butterfly House in discovering ways to improve ways they can follow the footsteps in their main location, thereby improving consistency and accessibility. For specific questions regarding the Sophia M. Sachs Butterfly House, please contact Fred Ghana, Senior Manager, Collections, Education, and Facilities. Email fguna@mobot.org. Phone 314-577-0893.